a piping shrike, strictly speaking, doesn't exist. It must be a peculiarity of South Australian use of words for a certain bird species. That happens between states. There are no piping shrikes in any bird book. Anyway, we need some clarification of what a piping shrike is. I'm mystified by that. So I'm not mystified by magpies.
So what you're saying, you've never heard of the piping shrike?
The piping shrike, I tested it actually, and I looked it up and I thought it was simply my ignorance, but it's not listed in any bird book.
All right. Now, I'm getting... I can't believe we can't get a definitive of this because we've known it as the piping shrike. That is our state emblem. I'm getting some suggestions from people that one, yes. A few callers are saying, in fact, the piping shrike is a mudlark, if you're familiar with that. Or.
Mudlark, is that a magpie lark? South Australia has developed quite a few different expressions for birds. Also, they call something a mopoke, which I think is...
Yeah, that's an owl, isn't it?
Is that a bulbul owl?
A mopoke.
Yeah, I think so.
All right. Well, what about a Murray magpie? Are you familiar with that term?
Well, exactly. I have no idea what that is.
Oh, really? Have we got different names? Do we speak an entirely different bird language?
Yes, and they're not listed in our national bird books either. So it's not just a matter of my ignorance of a particular species. It's that they are not recorded as such. So you need the local knowledge and you actually need to live in South Australia to know what people are talking about.
All right. So Professor Gisela Kaplan, you've written the Australian magpie, and in no bird books is there such a thing as the piping shrike. So this is an anomaly here in South Australia.
I wouldn't call you a lovely state of South Australia an anomaly, Sonia. But it's after all a free state that has had free settlers, well, so they've made free decisions about how they call the birds.
You're not alone here. We're getting quite a few callers who are agreeing with you, Gisela, that the piping shrike is not in any bird books as such. So I'm getting...
Can somebody help me? Is it a butcher bird? Because if it can be mistaken... Or the other bird is a magpie lark.
Yes. Now I'm getting a few people saying that. A few people are suggesting it's the magpie lark.
Okay.
And we call that a mudlark. I don't know why we have to give them different names. But there you go.
I want to be different. There's nothing wrong with that, Sonia. But
okay. So let's talk about the magpie lark then, if that's what you perhaps know the piping shrike as.
Well, if somebody tells me it is a magpie lark, yes, I know the magpie lark.
All right, well, I'm getting more suggesting that it's a magpie lark than anything else, so let's go with that at the moment.
All right.
Well, I've only known it as the piping shrike.
No, they're not actually very similar to magpies. That's why I thought it was a butcher bird. The butcher bird is a bit smaller than a magpie, but very similar, can be very similar in plumage, not in the front so much. The magpie lark is black and white, so there's no dispute about that, but it has a fairly small beak, and the adults they duet together, and that is one of their claim to fame in the international bird world, is that they can fine tune their duet so much you don't even know who is the one who is chipping in for that duet. It's a completely separate species, has nothing to do with magpies at all.
Okay. The only thing they share is that they're black and white.
Nothing to do with shrikes either.
Oh, now you're really confusing me, Gisela. Okay. Someone else is calling it a peewee, a peewit, or a mudlark.
Yes,
but anyway,
peewee is more the New South Wales version, but people call it peewee. That is the same as a magpie lark. Yeah.
Okay. So if
we've got some common ground from there.
We have to speak the same language, Gisela.
Unexpected difficulties.
Okay, but what we're going to take from this conversation is that the magpie lark is a very different bird. It does not belong to the magpie family.
No.
It's a separate bird, and if it is, in fact, what we refer to as the piping shrike, it has no relation to the actual magpie. Thank you so much for that, Gisela. Professor Gisela Kaplan is the author of The Australian Magpie and a professor of animal behaviour at the University of New England. Well, Josh from Adelaide thinks he has the answer. But which answer? Hello, Josh.
Now, I was under the understanding that I'd read online somewhere that the piping shrike doesn't actually exist.
Yes.
It is a misunderstanding between the common magpie and the Murray magpie, or also known as the magpie lark.
Well, I'm going to read you what's from the State Library site, okay?
Yep.
The state emblem of South Australia is a stylized image of the white-backed magpie. The emblem is known as the piping shrike.
Right.
The design, created by Robert Craig in 1901 and modified by Harry Gill in 1910, has been used as South Australia's state badge since being gazetted on the 14th of January 1904. The design originally included a pomegranate flower above the shrike. In heraldry, the pomegranate is the king of fruit, and it was possibly meant to represent the bounty of fruit produced in South Australia, but this was removed at the request of either the state's governor, Lord Tennyson, or Premier Frederick Holder. The piping shrike also appears on the state flag and the coat of arms. So,
I think that's where the confusion comes from.
Yeah, so it's a stylized image. So it isn't actually a real thing.
That's correct. Yeah, that's what I was led to believe.
Why on earth would we choose an emblem that isn't real? Michael, good afternoon.
I'm from Course 19. Back in the 1960s, I was a police cadet down at Fort Largs Police Academy. But we were trained back then that the emblem is actually called a white-backed magpie.
Yes.
And if you carefully look at it, most people seem to think that you're looking at the front of the bird, but you're actually looking at the back of the bird.
And he's turning around, is he?
Yeah, it's like he's just dropped dead and he's falling flat on his face. And you're taking a photograph of the back of the bird spread out. So somebody must have been slinging off these poor birds back then.
So what I'm learning is we've got a state emblem that's not actually real and looks dead from you, Michael. Excellent. Thank you.
That's my feeling. We caught a white-backed magpie and we're looking at it from the back of the bird.
Exactly. Thank you, Michael. Let's go to John Vaughan, though, the vexillographer and the national spokesperson of the Australian National Flag Association. John, good afternoon.
You've got a glorious bird there. It's a white-backed magpie, according to the official records.
Yeah.
And adopted, it was actually proclaimed, that'd be by the governor of the day, on the 13th of January 1904. And that state badge features on your blue ensign, your blue state flag. But it's got a Latin name, by the way, so there is a name we can identify it by.
And again, what was that?
Well, I'll spell it to you because I can't pronounce it. It's a GYMNORHINATIBICEN.
Oh, my God. A gymnohirotypicon.
So, look, it is official in that regard that it has a proper name. And it's on the badge, which is on the flag. It's perched on the branch of a gum tree.
I'm more confused now than when we started this. I must say, it seems that the piping shrike actually doesn't exist. It's made up. It's a stylized image of the white-backed magpie, according to the State Library. But now you're giving me a whole new name called a gymnohirotypicon or something like that.
Your pronunciation is actually better than mine. But look, in heraldry, and that comes back to flags and things like coats of arms, individuals are given the opportunity of interpreting a design. So whether it's the Red Dragon of Wales, Dre Goch, or it's something like your piping shrike, the Magnificent, you can actually interpret it. And as long as you keep the key requirements of heraldry, it's perfectly acceptable. It's like the lion rampant of Scotland. Well, do you ever see a lion standing on its back legs growling?
No.
You know, yes. So heraldry gives you that opportunity of making something really dramatic to make it appealing to the eye and therefore making it very distinctive. And certainly South Australians' piping shrike, the white-backed magpie, is distinctive. It's quite magnificent.
Well, I think we've all learned something today, or we're just a hell of a lot more confused.
ABC Radio Adelaide, 891 AM, digital radio, and the ABC Radio app.